"Welcome to the Adamello Park. The application, following in the footsteps of history, you have activated gives you access to historical and environmental information on the place you are visiting. It is a way of offering cultural contents without us needing to set up and manage info boards or you to stop and read them. As you move along the itinerary, you will receive mobile phone alerts when you reach points of interest. A map of the area will automatically appear, giving you the opportunity to activate an audio description. We recommend you use headphones so that you can remain focused on the route as you walk. As well as audio information, the application also makes a series of archive images available. Stop a moment to look at these. Prudence is always advisable in the mountains. Take advantage of the opportunity to enjoy the landscape around you. Remember to wear mountain boots and suitable clothing at all times. At high altitudes, the weather changes rapidly and it is important to have warm, wind and rainproof clothing with you at all times. Bringing food and water is recommended, and bringing a minimum of first aid supplies with you is good practice. For safety purposes, you may also want to consider hiring an alpine or middle mountain guide to accompany you. You are in the Adamello Park, on the Lombardy-Trentino border, in proximity to the highest mountains in the Adamello Massif. It is now a popular tourist destination, a place of meeting and transit, but the Tonale Valley has linked up the Camonica Valley, land of the Camuni, with Val di Sole, populated by the Anauni, since antiquity. From 1915 to 1918, the area was the site of bloody fighting between the Italian Kingdom and the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Most of the fighting took place at high altitude, where permanent snow and glaciers are the norm, and this is why it has been called the White War ever since. It is precisely due to the specific conservation facilitated by high-altitude environments that so much evidence of the presence of the two armies on these peaks has been conserved. These are important historical records now protected by the law. Any damage whatsoever, including taking with you a small piece of these historical items and finds, is thus strictly forbidden. The information offered here falls under the Historical Heritage Promotion Program sponsored by the Lombard region in the Stelvio National Park and the Adamello Park, in conjunction with the Temu White War Museum. The aim of the project is to describe the places, events and artifacts linked to World War I, bringing out little-known aspects of the war and, above all, remembering that the history of the White War, like that of the Great War as a whole, is a story of unimaginable suffering on both sides. The purpose of this story is thus to pay tribute to those soldiers who played a part in these tragic events, quietly doing their duty or in the belief that honoring their nation meant giving their lives. We therefore hope you will undertake this very beautiful walk in a spirit which is respectful not only of nature but also, first and foremost, of the memory of the men who were obliged to fight and kill each other here. From the Curva dei Frati site, just a little below Tonale Pass, is an opportunity to climb up to Costa di Casamadre and Cima Castellaccio. Not to be confused with the higher Punta di Castellaccio above it, at an altitude of 3,029 meters. The left side of the Tonale Pass Valley and, more specifically, Costa di Casamadre, i.e. the long spur which juts out from the base of the remote walls of Punta Castellaccio and continues to the Beltrachi Bird Snare Tower via Cima Castellaccio, was the advance Italian defensive line on Tonale Pass. The Italian Army Command had ordered a first defensive line to be built near the pass, made up of two redoubts. The Garibaldi Redoubt was located above the rise which is now the site of the Frati Chapel, and linked up to the Obadan Redoubt just a little below the ridge and beyond it to the Tanalini Barracks. A maze of trenches arranged in a fan shape which made up the backbone of the Italian frontline trenches are still visible, though the route to them is made a little challenging by the dense vegetation in the area today. You will come across three points of interest here: the Rio del Piso stream crossing, Costa di Casamadre and Cima Castellaccio. Thanks to the assistance of the archive of the White War Museum, photographs of the area are also on display at this itinerary's points of interest. The nature photos, on the other hand, were drawn from the collections of the international photographic competition Fotografia il Parco. Happy walking!